Okay, good morning everybody. Parashat Truma. Parashat Truma. It's very interesting that from now on till the end of Sefer Shmot, we are all talking about the Mishkan and all the parts in details and again and again and all those details. Sometimes we can, first of all, why we need all those details? Because a lot of things in the Bible, you know, you write them a few words and that's it. That here, are we architects? Are we going to build the Mishkan? And by the way, the Mishkan was built in the desert, and it's not going to be built again anyway. So what are all those details? And somebody can maybe mistaken and think, one minute, the Mishkan is the most important thing in our life. Is it true? What is the most important thing in our life? The Torah. So what's the all this thing with the Mishkan? The point is, the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edut. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is to put the Torah inside it. So now you understand, if the Torah is talking so much about how to protect the Torah, how to put the Torah in the right place, so it means how important the Torah is. And if we're talking about the Torah and building a Mishkan to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's very interesting that what we see here, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, so God talks to Moses and tells him, speak to the children of Israel, and they will take for me a donation. That's also very interesting. V'yikhuli, they will take. A truma you give, you don't take. So this is an interesting idea, to first of all, for us to understand that really, do we give anything? Everything we got is from God. In other words, we are really taking and not giving. So, first of all, this idea to understand and realize what is everything I've got, where is it from? So if you understand where is it from, you are thankful and then you can give it, as we say here, me'et kol ish asher idvenu libo. You have to bring this donation from your heart. Otherwise, don't bring. It has to be from your heart. And then, this is the whole list. And the list starts, by the way, with a very interesting thing. Za'av, gold, kesef, nechoshet. And it sounds like, one minute, well, is this the most important thing? If we talk about gold and silver, is automatically you think about holiday, buying clothes, partying. You don't think about holy things. Let's put it this way, when you say talking about gold and silver. So why is the Torah starting with this? Nevertheless, imagine to yourself, somebody comes to you, okay, I want you to donate money. What would you ask the first question?
What for?
Here there's a whole list, and only at the end of it, it says, V'asu li mishka mikdash v'shachanti betuchah. The normal thing would be, first of all, tell us, I want you to donate money for the mikdash. No, first of all, the whole list. What's the idea behind this? So as we say, before you build a mikdash, a mishkan, a holy place, you have to understand how you build it. You have to build it with the best stuff you have from your heart and to understand that everything is holy. Because if you build something with, let's say, with bad things, it's no good. Now, what is the idea of the gold and the money in the beginning? First of all, a very simple thing to understand and realize that everything we've got is from God. And when you're talking about gold and silver, we're talking about parnoso, talking about surviving. This famous story, it's around 50, 55 years ago, a true story, in Morocco. In Morocco, most of the population didn't know to read and write, as a fact. And when I talked about it this week, somebody told me, yes, you know, I used to teach my father, when I was in school, teach him the alphabet. I used to teach him to read and write. It's unbelievable. Now, this guy, he wants to do Aliyah to Eretz Israel. But of course, the first concern is, Parnosa, what am I going to do in Eretz Israel? I don't know to read, I don't know to write, and in Eretz Israel, they're quite sophisticated. What am I... So he went to Rabbi Buchatzera, which was the son of the Baba Sali, in Arpod in Morocco. This is the town. And he asked him, Rabbi, tell me, what should I do? I want to do Aliyah, but what's going to be about Parnoso? The Rebbe says, don't worry. God can provide and God will help you, Bezrat Hashem. So the Rebbe said, he goes. Comes to Israel, kisses the land. Today, I wish that we're thinking about kissing the land of Eretz Israel. But then in those days, those who came on Did Aliyah, they were really so happy about it that they really kissed the earth. They were. So this guy goes and he starts to looking for a job. And you know, it's not simple. Even in Kupat Cholim, to stand in the outside, you need to know the numbers, you know. Sure. Know nothing. Suddenly, he gets an invitation to a government office to come for a job interview. He goes. They invite me, I'm going. He goes, they put him in this place, he sits down, and time flies. 10 minutes, half an hour, he's sitting there, so he's thinking to himself, he did a mistake. Who am I to get a job here in this office? They did a mistake, so I thought they don't know what to do with me. So they let me here instead till they know what to tell me. And it's going, he's already sitting them for an hour. Suddenly, the doors open, come in. He goes in. So he's waiting to tell them, okay, we're sorry, we did a mistake. Bye-bye, go home. So you got the job. Says, what? Sorry? What job? What job did I get? Says, you see, you have to stay in this room, we'll show you. And there is this machine that takes all the papers and, how do you say, grades it. Cuts it to pieces, shredder. Yeah. That shredder all those documents to pieces. But be very careful, because you see this guy saying Alpha doesn't know to read and write. So you have to, the only thing you have to be worried about is don't put your fingers in. This is your salary. This is here's the salary, you can't believe. You know, it's got all the benefit, and this is like this really top government office. Really, it is from the, how do you say, security. And what was really happening was, a few weeks before, the guy who was in charge about shredding all the top secret documents went to home. He said, that's it, I finished my job. It was I had to go to pension. And they didn't know who is going to replace him, because they need a very high security guy, with let's say the highest level of security, because they were really top secret documents. And to find a guy like this and tell him then sit in this room and shred papers, you know, who is going to take a job like this? Suddenly this guy says, you know, a few weeks ago came this new Ole from Morocco. He doesn't know to read, doesn't know to write. You don't need any special things with this guy. He doesn't see anything, cannot read what's written on the papers. You don't need this special security level. And he can do the job. Says, you know what? Call him. But still, they couldn't believe that he really doesn't know and write and read. And if he knows, it's going to be a problem. So what did they do? They put him in this empty room for a long time. And they put a paper. And they wanted to see, when he got bored, what is he going to do? Is he going to read the paper? And what did they see? After an hour, he takes the paper like this. The minute he did this, they realized he really doesn't know to read and write, and they took him in. In other words, you know, he's thinking to himself, this guy, his friends are working Machne Yehuda in the shuk, schlepping the whole day, getting a low salary. And this is sitting in a top office. Unbelievable. See, this is a true story. But the thing is, when God wants you to provide, He is going to provide. Doesn't matter where you are and what you do. Unfortunately, we do not always believe in it. So the first thing, before you build a temple, because you build a shrine, because you build a mikdash, you have to realize who gives you everything and how grateful you have to be. And when you build a Mishkan, it has to be from all your heart and something, let's say, with things in it, not just an outside building. And by the way, that's why it's written, Ve'asu li mikdash, you will build me a temple, Ve'shachanti betocham, and I dwell among you, but in English doesn't go, but in Hebrew, you should write V'shachanti betocho, because a mikdash is singular. But it's written betocham, which is plural. In other words, the explanation is very simple, we all know it. The real Mishkan is inside us. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you build me a mikdash, and I will dwell among you, all of you, inside of each one of you. And if we're already talking about this, when we're talking about building a mikdash, and we know that now we're talking about the Mishkan and not the mikdash. So why is it written Vasuli Mikdash? Mikdash is the temple that we know. The Mishkan is the tabernacle that was in the desert. Now in Hebrew, Mishkan, Shechina, Lishkon, where you stay is Lishkon b'makom hazeh. In other words, the Torah is telling us, in order that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Shechina will go inside us, Lishkon inside us, that we can be a Mishkan, we have to sanctify the place. Ve'asu li mikdash. When we build a mikdash, then we have a Mishkan. And this is also, by the way, when a couple is building a house in this is a mikdash. Now, when they build it in a proper way, they say, Ish ve'isha, Shechina betocham, when they go in the way of the God, of God. When God is with them, the Shechina betocham. What is Ish? You have a Yud in the middle. Aleph, Yud, Shin. Isha, you have Aleph, Shin, Hey. You have a Hey. Yud and Hey is one of the names of God. Now, if God is inside this house that they're building, then they have the Shechina. That's a house. That's a mikdash. But if they take God out of this relationship, so you take the Yud out and you take the Eid out, what do you have you got? Esh. Fire. And we all know, when the whole desire is, here's the story this morning as I was talking about it. Eov, we all know Eov, he was suffering tremendously. He's talking to his friend and he's telling them about that you have in life people that they dress in a certain way, but they dress very nicely, but inside they're rotten. You have people that dress simply, but inside they are beautiful. You have people that are very strong, but people think they are weak. That's what they tell about them. You have people that are very weak, and people tell they are strong. You have people that are strong, but people that are weak. In other words, a lot of things in life are not exactly as they seem. It looks from the outside, you hear about it. Says, me, says Eob, I was exactly as inside. I gave tzedakah according to the money I had. And the money I had, I used for tzedakah. In other words, I really was doing it from the inside and from the outside. And what is the big lesson here? The connection between the inside and the outside and doing the right thing in the eyes of God. That's Ish asher yidvenu libo. It has to come from the heart. And then he tells this story, he brings an interesting story about this guy. His wife comes to him in one morning with a diamond in the hand. He says, they told me that diamond is worth, let's say, $10,000. The husband looks at the diamond, $5,000. Okay. She goes. After a few hours, she comes again with a diamond, says, this diamond? Says, this diamond? Only 4,000. A week later, she comes with a diamond ring and she asks her husband, what do you think is worth this diamond here on my finger? He looks at it. This is $10,000. She goes back. In the afternoon, she comes again and she is amazed. She says, ask her husband, no, how much is this diamond worth? He looks at this diamond and says, this is $15,000. Is this guy a Michigan or what's happening here? How is this thing changing? So his wife says, sorry to tell you, my dear husband, all the diamonds I showed you are the same diamond. And I don't understand how it happened that the first time I showed you the diamond, you say half of what it's worth. And then you even lowered it. Here now you increase the price. What happened? And they were thinking what has happened is, when he saw the diamond not connected to her, as a diamond, he looked at it, okay, a diamond. When she came back, it was already used. He saw the diamond already, so, you know, when we see something again and again and again, it loses the value. But when she put the diamond on her hand, on her finger, and he loved his wife so much, when he saw this on her finger, he said, this is $10,000. Then when she came later, and this is real love, when real, there is real love, when you see something good on your wife, it looks even better. And he looks at, wow, now it's worth even more. And this is a big lesson for us. If we are connected, things are all different. If we're not connected, if we look at it as something outside of us, of course, okay, you give a donation. What for? You don't care. You give, you do. I did my duty. That's not the way to do it. The way to donate to holy things, the way to help to people, to help to build a mikdash, is to do it from the heart, to be connected to it. Because if you're not connected, it's not from your heart. And when you're connected to the Torah, the more you learn Torah, the more you're connected, the more it looks. The value increases tremendously, more and more and more. And this is the beautiful thing about understanding. Here we're talking about building a mikdash. So the Torah, first of all, tells us, you cannot just bring donations. It has to come from your heart. And then, first of all, they talk about you on the gold and the silver, because you would think gold and silver are the last thing in the list. The Torah says, no. Whatever God gives you, you can use for the best. And on the contrary, if you connect yourself to God, you understand that everything around you is really a part of the temple, a part of the mikdash. And with the, if you work this way, then you can get to the highest level. Now, talking about all those details, really, what does it teach us? Because, you know, we look at all those details and we think to ourselves, do I need to know the sizes of the ark? Do I need to know the sizes of the table? Of the altar? Really? Am I going to build it? What's the idea? And it's very interesting. I think we talked about it in the past, that when we look at the measurements, first of all, in each one of the different things, there are different measurements in a way of you have whole measurements and half measurements, not fulfilled. In other words, when we talk about the ark, which the Torah is inside, the measurements are, the Asu Aron Atzei Shitim, Amatayim Vachetzi, 2.5 his length, 1.5 is width, and 1.5 is height. And you see, all the measurements are 1.5, half, half, half. They are not whole. Mm-hmm. When we look, Amma, yes, Amma is this. But we're talking now about whole and half. Now, if you look at the table, the shulchan, the asu shulchan asei shitim, amatai moko, 2, his length, but 2, a whole thing, yes? Ve'ama rochbo, and 1 ama is the width, and ama vachetzi komato, 1.5 is height. So here we see 2 whole and 1.5. Then when we go to the altar, which is in the end, let's see if I find it. And by the way, both of them, the nechoshet and the gold, are the same idea. ועשית את המצבח עשי שיטים, 500 אורך, 5 אמות length, 5 width, and 3 height. See, here all the measurements are whole. Rabbi Tzach Benishtein, that's how I think brings it. It's an unbelievable idea. When we talk about the ark, we're talking about the Torah. And in the Torah, you never know everything. The more you know, the less you know. In other words, all the measurements of the Torah, of this shrine that the Torah has to go in it, this box is half, 1.5, to show us that we never ever can get to the whole. The Torah is endless. Now, when we talk about the table is the symbol of the Parnoso, of all the physical things, of the materialistic needs. That means that's a table. You eat on the table. In other words, the table is food, is all the needs that you need. Parnoso. And in this, you have to look at it as you have got everything. But we all know that wherever we've got, we want more. So you have two measurements, all, to teach us that whatever God gives you is whole. But unfortunately, one of the measurements is half, because we've got 100, we want 200. That's life. That's human being. It's like Esav and Yaakov. When Yaakov gives the presents to Esav, Esav said, "Yesh li rav, I've got plenty." Plenty means, I don't care if I've got more. What is Yaakov saying? "Yesh li kol, I've got everything." What, somebody in this world's got everything? Yes, everything you need. Not everything in the world, but everything you need, God provides. He gives you exactly what you need. That's a way of looking. So this is the table. Then we come to the altar. Everything is whole. What's the idea? The altar is, if you sinned, you bring a sacrifice in order to make your half whole. In other words, this is the connection with God, where this is perfect. This is no half. This is whole. And this is like a simple explanation only on the measurements. And by the way, and we'll end this lesson with this thing, there is one thing that when you look in Rashi, you see so many measurements. But when you look at the Torah in our Parsha, it's the only thing that's got no measurements at all. And when you look through the Parsha, you see everything is with measurements. And this is one thing with no measurements at all. You know what it is?
Hashem.
No, a tool. The menorah. The menorah is without measurements. To the point that it's written, te'aseh, that it was made by itself. Moshe Rabbeinu threw it into the fire, and the menorah was made. But what is the idea behind it? As we say, the measurements are important. And here you've got no measurements. Because the menorah is the light of the Torah. And the light of the Torah, as we said with the Aaron, it's got no measurements. No measurements to the light of the Torah. So here we see a beautiful thing. How we can learn. We said, why do we need all those details? Suddenly we understand that every detail, even measurements, has got a lesson for us, and a big lesson for us. And what I can hope that we all learn those parshiot and understand that it's not only a matter of details of building an ark or a temple, measurements. It's much more than it. And Bezrat Hashem, when we see next week, we'll talk a little more about, because in the next parsha we're also talking about the parts of the temple. Shkoyach.